Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, angels, and welcome to our Thursday night transformation show. And as I told you guys last week, what I'm going to do is during the holiday season, this is next week's the last week we're going to do Thursday night, because obviously the following week is Christmas, and then the one after that is New Year's. New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, so people are really recovering and recouping. So, I'm going to do some amazing stuff, or amazing, I always think everything's amazing, right? Do some shows on, things that will really help us during the holidays to increase our abundance, increase our awareness, and help us, because I think holidays can be really challenging, also very joyful. And I want to see you guys have the best holiday, or see you all have the best holidays that we can possibly create, right? And what are some of the biggest challenges? Well, I'm going to go with our families, right? We pick our families, although, gosh, I remember my mom told me, she said, you chose this family before you got here. I go, I would never choose this free show. How many of you guys listening? I was like 18 maybe, listening to the same way. And it can be really, really hard. So, one of the things that I think that we've got to do is really protect ourselves from those feelings that we have about some of our family and our friends during the holidays, about reliving past stuff that's happened to us, you know, what we didn't have, and also to keep the joy going, right? So, I use amethyst. I'm wearing a necklace now with amethyst, too, as well. And if you guys are addicted to, like, desserts, right? Who isn't addicted to desserts? And so you can use amethyst, wear it around your neck, put it in your pocket. I have a keychain of it. I've got one that sits on my dresser. So, and I love crystals. I want to share a little bit of my knowledge with you, and that's working for me and others, and hopefully it will work for you. So how can you use it with you and your family? If you're having people stay over at your home or coming on Christmas Day, Christmas Eve, or Christmas parties, really, really think about having some amethyst on you, okay? Or if you're having your family there, put a little decorative amethyst in their room, okay? Or maybe you put it under their pillow or under their bed, under your bed, because it will help you with addictions. It will also help you protect you. And it helps with your third eye, okay, opening it up and working with your third eye. So isn't that cool? And, you know, if your family's like, I don't want to have that underneath my pillow, just say it's like a good luck charm, you know, or, that you know, put it under their bed. I have a friend of mine that used to do that with her boyfriend. He's Israeli. He's so funny. And she said, I put the amethyst underneath his pillow or underneath the bed, and we have a peaceful night, because his family lives in a lot of turmoil in the Middle East at the time they did, you know. And so she liked it for that reason there. Okay, so that's something that you can use, and I think is wonderful, okay. And I'm going to give you a couple little stories with it, you know, so it, you guys can really know that it works, if you're cool with that too as well. So I'm going to spell this one for you. I can't remember how to say it, but I'm learning about crystals myself. And we've got another angel coach. She's learning about a herbologist and what works for, and that's a whole other thing I'll tell you about before we close, okay? So it's AZEAZTULITE. As you to light, I think is how you say it. And so I'm going to give you what it works with, and also the chakra that it works with. The other one works with your third eye. This one is including not the body chakras, but the one, the fourth, fifth, and the sixth, and the seventh. And there's some people that believe there's more chakras too as well. Okay, so what it does is it really helps you have joy and serenity. How many times do you need joy and serenity when you're over the holidays? The meal's not being cooked right, or I'm not getting, it doesn't work, or something, this person's angry at this person. I mean, I think this person has joy, and maybe you guys, you know, your family doesn't argue. Some families do, and some families argue and boyfriends and girlfriends and wives and husbands have joy and serenity, and other people bring in their negativity. Or maybe nobody brings it in. You just want to have as much joy as possible. then this is a great crystal to use, okay? And, you know, I'm giving you stuff that you can use all year round. But to make the holiday with your friends and your family the best possible, best possible holiday that it can be, to make it your best holiday, because I know that a lot of times we keep things inside, right? How many of you guys have ever wished you weren't by yourself in the holidays and you had a great boyfriend, a great mate? You know, I think we all want that, right? And if we don't have it already, or we want it to be the best we can with our mate, right? How many of us want that? And we, you know, so I think these crystals that I'm giving you, you can use for all different things. You know, if you want great love and you want serenity and you want angels to be involved in your relationship and bring you together, then rose quartz is great. And I gave you guys that a few last week, I think. But sleep with it under your pillow and just say, hey, I want my guy, my girl, my wife, my husband to come. Or I want to resolve the things that we have inside of us, you know, that holds us from being close to, I'd like your help angels with that. And the rose quartz will really work with you with it. I like sleeping with it underneath my pillow. And you don't have to get anything huge or big, you guys. You can get something small. It's not the size. It really is about the crystal itself, okay? And I've been reading a lot about Atlantis and Lemuria. Victoria and I both have been reading a lot about it and watching it on the Discovery Channel. And they had something on about crystals not too long ago. And in the book I was reading, they really use crystals for self-healing, to manifest abundance, you know. So there is a whole idea with that, okay? So I say idea, but, you know, there's a whole way to do that. But start here. Start small with getting things that can help you with joy and serenity, like this one can. Great love for your mate, your man, your woman, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your husband, your wife. Resolving conflict, because the rose quartz brings a lot of angel energy in there, and it really does work. I have a friend of mine years ago. We actually took a class together, and she became a client, and super, super intuitive. And she was struggling with a breakup. How many of us have ever struggled with a breakup, right? And so she says, Tari, she goes, I know that you told me I shouldn't go back with him. I go, no, I don't think you should go back with him until you fix what's going on in yourself. And I say that to myself, I say it to everybody, right? Don't you guys who are talking to your friends or your family or intuitive feel that way? Before you try to work it out with him or her, work on it within yourself, right? And so she said she had all these crystals with her, and she had bought a rose quartz. And she goes, I'm going to put this underneath my bed, or not in her pillow. And she wrote down the qualities that she was looking to create in her man. And it was about 35-40 days later, and it's during the holiday season, and she stopped at a somewhere to get gas and coffee, and she was traveling to it for her job. And as I said, it was holiday season, and she met this man when she got coffee, and they've been together ever since. And she attributes it, of course, her intention to have a great love, second, to really trust and have faith and work with the crystal. Because the crystals are, I think, a gas pedal for our intention. And she worked on herself and figured out why every relationship ended up, you know, not working. And showing her something about herself that she needed to work on. It, we all do, so it's a journey, right? So that's something there for you, too, as well. And as I said, the angel energy could also work with, you know, your family, you know, too, as well. So, you know, if you guys are struggling with, you know, I think it's hard sometimes because we want to, you know, be an adult and a grown-up, but sometimes at Christmas time or any holiday, but we're talking about Christmas, it can be extremely hard, right? Why, you say? Because, you know, when we're going back or traveling back or we're meeting our dad and our mom and our aunts and our uncles, do you ever feel like you're like 16 again and not doing it right, right? I do. I remember, you know, Christmas time I used to spend with my mom. She passed away a few years ago. But she, you know, I remember her calling me to tell me to get up. And I felt like I was 16 again, getting ready for school and catching, you know, getting in my car and driving, right? So, you know, so those are things that, you know, these crystals can do too. So let's talk about the Gala stone, okay? And that's a really good one. And it's a connection, you know, to the heart and all that is. Into the earth, and you know, and it brings compassion and emotional well-being. How many times would we like to have more emotional well-being during the holidays, okay, and after, because it brings a lot of new experiences in. You've got your children sometimes that are like, you know, little, and you know, they're excited about Santa, or they're excited about Hanukkah, whatever that you believe in, and you know, it's driving you crazy. You know, you've got kids that drive you crazy. I mean, most of us as parents have had that, not only as small children, but teenagers. So the Gala stone is great. And it works with the heart too as well. But what it does do is it brings compassion, and it also brings emotional stability and balancing. And brings in the goddess energy. So, you know, and guys, that's for you too, because we're, you know, we have yin and yang, male and female energy. So if you're in touch with your male and your female and your balance, imagine how much more you're going to enjoy your holidays. And, you know, you may want to give some of these as gifts, because you can get keychains, you can get, go online and order them. I prefer to touch my stones myself, you know, but it doesn't really matter. Whatever you'll be guided to the right one, I think. So, but that's the Gala stone is a great one, because it helps with the heart energy, emotional stability, compassion, serenity, and I think if you have peace and love, you know, you can do anything, right? Guys, I'm so sorry. I got disconnected, and that happens. Life goes on. But, you know, anyway, best part about it is we're back together, okay? And I can complete the show and hopefully give you some stuff that will help you. And I wanted to give you some different ones than what you've heard about before, because we've had people on that are great with crystals, too. But these are different, and I don't think they're expensive. I mean, you know, I tried to find some that are not so expensive, you know, so that will help you too. That will give you the same thing too as well, because it's not the most important thing is your intention, as I said, and then using these crystals to give gas to your intentions. Okay. So the next one that I want to talk about is cabanocite. I hope I'm saying that right. And anyway, it helps with your clairvoyance and your clairaudience and access to, you know, to the Akashic records, and it enhances your communication with your higher power, God, the angels, whoever you believe in, right? And sometimes we really would like to have that during the holidays, because we want to have the best Christmas or the best Hanukkah or whatever you believe in, out, you know, that we possibly can have. And if we have clear communication with the great I Am, God, I'm going to use that, or the angels, isn't that wonderful, right? You know, so, and you can go directly and ask. So I use the stone myself, and I love it. It was a gift to me, actually, by someone I went out with a few years ago. And and what I do is I hold it in my hand and with all my other stones, and just pray. And I said, thank you for answering, you know, my questions. And then I'll write a letter on my computer. Dear God, this is Cherie. I have this kind of question. And I'll pose the question. And then I'll write, Dear Cherie. And then it's like I'm channeling the information back out. So I write a letter to God, but use these crystals, rose quartz. I use them all, okay, because you can't do any, there's no wrong here. I just want to give you guys some stuff that will really, really help you, okay? Here's another one, the Gala stone, okay? And this is all about self-healing, and it's the heart, too, as well. And it's a connection with the heart, as I said. And it will help you with your own self-healing, okay? And it's different than the other one I just told you about, but the Gala stone. So you get that. And Christmas is a time of miracles. I mean, really, no matter how down we get or how up we get, there's such a sweet energy this time of year, Christmas angels, which I talked about last year. So if you're really wanting healing, an emotional or physical healing or both, This is a great one to bring into your life, along with the other ones that bring peace and serenity and angel energy, you know, that I talked about. But this one right here is great for self-healing. I have it in my, you know, sitting on my dresser. I have a big piece of amethyst, too, as well, that I bought for myself. So, you know, I have I have a lot of it. It doesn't really matter. And, you know, so what I'm saying to you is that you can use this, you know, for your own healing. And remember, Chris, you have Christmas angels. You have Christmas guides. And all you have to do is ask for yours to help you create the miracle that you're looking for. Because this is a season of miracles. It really is, whether it's Hanukkah or Christmas or whatever. So you have the Gala Stone. It's beautiful. And it works with your heart, but it helps you with compassion, emotional healing, physical healing. So use it. You know what I mean? And do your meditation in the morning or ask for your miracle, you know. So anyway, I want to share that with you. We have peridot. I love peridot, okay? And what it does is it increases prosperity, warmth, and well-being. And isn't that cool? You can never be too rich. I would say too rich, too much love, or too rich or too much love. And peridot is one that will really create that for you or help your intention. And it's working with your third chakra. So just know that. And so how do you use it? Well, I've got the peridot with me. I have another friend of mine that uses it for her son. He has illness that children, it doesn't really matter. He's a challenge sometimes. ADD and a couple other things, and she uses that to help with well-being and also for prosperity, okay? So bringing warmth in their relationship, you know. Kids can be challenging, right? They don't have to have ADD or ADHD, especially around the holidays, and they can also bring so much joy, right? There's nothing like seeing a kid at Christmas time open their presents, you know. I'd say Christmas or any holiday, but I grew up with Christmas, so that's what I'm, you know, talking about. One of the best things I really, really enjoy is I'm working with someone, you know, with coaching, and he or she gets really excited, and to have an aha moment is so like Christmas time, and seeing that little girl, little boy open their gifts up, or that teenager, or, you know, whoever. But, you know, small elementary age children, there's such a neat magic about them around Christmas. But you guys know what I'm talking about, so you've seen it, you know, too, as well. Okay. Let's talk about a couple other ones, and then I'm going to let you guys go, because I know you guys got things to do, and that's okay, too, right? We have another healing one. It's green tourmaline, and it helps with strength, vitality, and also wholeness and healing, and it works with the heart, too, as well, all right? So the heart chakra. So, you know, you want to use that one. I love the green tourmaline because I have it too. And I'm giving you the ones I use and some new ones that I'm going to use. And so I hope that you guys will get a lot out of that too as well. So let me tell you, I have a friend of mine that was going through, chemotherapy and everything. And, you know, going through breast reconstruction. And she just said, I need some strength and vitality. And so she went through and bought like 3 or 4 crystals. And this is one of them where she could enjoy her holiday season. And she goes, 3, my intention was to enjoy it. And she goes, but I had all these people coming over wanting to make sure I was okay. And not only was I okay, but she goes, I went and we had they went horseback riding because she grew up with horses. And she goes, we went horseback riding together, and I had so much strength. I was able to keep up and with my family, with walking, with riding. And she goes, I thought I wouldn't be able to do it. And I go, okay. I said, so what was the key there? She goes, well, I put that as my intention. I also kept it in my meditation. And she goes, I use crystals. And she goes, I use herbs and scents to really help. And she goes, it does. So I hope that will make a difference for you guys, her story there, too, as well. So whatever you use, you know, whatever crystals you use or, you know, your scents, too, as well, that you can use. We're just talking about crystals tonight. The most important thing is that you're consistent with your intention and just use the crystals to keep that intention going, okay? You know what I mean? It's like the gas pedal. You know, I've given you something for balance, for prosperity, for abundance, for healing, for joy, you know, for addictions, because you don't want to gain weight during the holidays. I mean, who does, right? Eating too much and having, as I said, strength and vitality. So I hope these things will help you. I hope you get a lot out of them. And what I'm going to end the show with is tonight, if you want to, you know anything about these crystals, the show is always downloaded or always recorded. So you can listen to the web link 365, 24/7 days a year. And not be disappointed, okay? So you've got something that will help you in just about every area of your life. And how cool is that? You know what I mean? And my dogs are going crazy because they put me back in here because I was outside for a little bit. And so I want a couple announcements here. I'm finishing up doing yearly readings. I do them only once a year. And because I want you guys to enjoy, get the reading for the 12 months. And I'm using the archangels, too, as well, because they're showing up in the readings and how they help you with life choices, prosperity in every area, with love, with job promotions, with starting your business, with, you know, some people want to get pregnant, right, or whatever it is. So the readings this year are a little different than they've ever been, but they're really, really good. And I'm so grateful for the connection that I have and that I'm able to share them with you. So if you want a yearly reading, then give me a call. 954-636-9401, and we'll set something up. As I said, because I've only got a couple more weeks where I'm doing them, because I think it's only fair to do them once a year. You know what I mean? So anyway, I hope that helps you guys. Let's see what else. I think that's it. I'm going to pull a law of attraction card, and here it is. It's actually, oh, okay, security. I choose to feel secure and to work so that my bank account is always full. How cool is that, right? So that's the message from the angels today about security. And I will pull one more because these are law of attraction questions. They're so nice, aren't they? I like to get these little special messages. So I was really excited to share these with you today. So I hope that's okay with you guys. And one more. Okay. Courage. My fear of rejection does not stop me from, from bravely going forward. Anyway, that's good. My fear of rejection does not stop me from bravely going forward. I have a philosophy about myself that it is. There's no reverse with me. I just move forward. So maybe that's something we can all benefit from. All right, you guys, you have been wonderful tonight for listening. And we've got some special speakers coming up in the Ascension Process physical signs to look forward to, sometimes not. And I'm excited about that too as well, because I'm going to be doing that with Sue Weaver, or Sue Wilcox, sorry, I was using her married name, which is married. All right, you guys, take care. Have a great now. And let me know what you think. And we'd love to hear what your ideas about what shows that you want. If you go to facebook.com/angelcoaches and send me an email there, it will get to me right away. You have any comments about crystals or ones that you would like to share with us because they've worked for you, please let me know. And if there's a great story, I'd love to hear about that too as well. All right, you guys, take care and have a great now. Bye now.